This is day is kind of an interruption in the Easter celebrations, and yet it is so much a part of what Easter is about. One of the things that we are reminded of from time to time is what is known as the original preaching, the kerygma of the early church, and it was about Christ crucified and Christ risen. And those who were the first to make sure that it was well presented and not forgotten were the evangelists. And the first among those evangelists was St. Mark. He was the one who laid down, in one sense, the pattern of the two of the other Gospels, St. Luke and St. Matthew. And there are some scholars who think that very much of their Gospels was drawn from Mark. Mark is also supposed to have been a very close follower of Jesus and of St. Peter, and possibly even the first bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, and may have traveled even as far as India in his evangelization. He not only did it by written word, but he did it by spoken word and by his actions. And it is one thing that really is kind of something we don't always appreciate, that we too are called to be evangelists. We too are called to proclaim the good news of Christ, Christ crucified and Christ risen, the one who died to free us and the one who fills us with the new life of resurrection, not just later on, but here. And I think that's one of the powerful messages of the Gospels that we don't always appreciate, is resurrection for us, in a sense, begins here and now. It doesn't begin later, because every time we accept the presence of Christ, his gift of forgiveness and love, we have the opportunity to rise to new life, time and time again, to take on a renewed sense of the power of Christ in our lives. The risen Christ comes alive again and again in us whenever we go through that journey of conversion, which really, as Christians, it's not supposed to be just a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but and maybe more of an occasional thing, but somewhat of a regular experience for us, that we realize as we grow in our relationship with Christ, that we come to different levels where we discover more about what is missing in that relationship and how much more we need to come to Christ to do something to empower our growth to the next step in that relationship. And acknowledging that we don't always live as well as we should, and we do need to acknowledge our shortcomings, because it's a thing that I think sometimes we don't appreciate, that it's a gift that Christ invites us to receive, and to do it with joy, not with a sense of sadness and self-recrimination, but knowing that the wonder of how Christ has come to us and why Christ has come to us is to let us know that he loves us beyond all our faults and failures. And he wants us to let go of those and let him take them to the cross with him, so that we can be free to live in the fullness of his risen life, that we can share with him every time we do that, that we can know again and again the joy of the power of Christ in us, that then too we become evangelists because we have experienced that joy and wonder. We've got something to tell the world. We can go out with a sense of real meaning and understanding and purpose that we have been there, we have done that. Christ has been with us, he has come to us, he has filled us, and now we've got to carry him out there. We can do no other, because there is just too much of Christ's love in us, too much of his presence for us to keep inside, that we just have to take it out in the world. And we do that really in so many ways, kind of like the early church people. We do it by how we live. The most eloquent way we proclaim the gospel is how we live. And then otherwise by how we relate to others and speak and words of encouragement and love. We speak words of reconciliation, making peace, of acceptance and acknowledgement of the dignity of other human beings, and helping others to recognize that God loves them. Because the more we can help others to appreciate that God loves them, the more we can empower them too to accept the goodness and the power of Christ in their lives. And the more this world becomes what we have been called to help to make it to be, and that is the presence of God, his kingdom, here on earth.